Shalom Aleichem, Rabbotai. Today we're finishing up the 16th chapter in Shabbat, and we are on Mishnah Ches. Oved Kochavim Shehadlik Etaner, a non-Jew lit a candle or a lamp on the Sabbath. Now, we actually mentioned yesterday in Mishnah Vav that we don't tell a non-Jew to do a malacha or not do a malacha. That's a concept called Amira Lenachri, telling a non-Jew to do a malacha on Shabbat, that is forbidden. The Bartner here says it's forbidden mishum shvut, it's rabbinically forbidden to tell them to do a malacha. The Rambam gives another reason that if Jews are telling non-Jews to do malacha, the Jew is going to come to do it himself and going to come to treat Shabbos very lightly. So here in Mishnah 8, he lit a ner. So what do you do if you're sitting in the same room? Mishtamash the Orel Yisrael. The Jew can actually use the light, because this non-Jew, he lit it for his own purposes. Ve'im bishvil Yisrael, but if the non-Jew lit it for the Jew to use, usser, the Jew can't use the light. And the Mishnah brings a second case, mila mayim l'hashka behemto. A non-Jew drew water from the well. Now, the well is typically a reshus hayachid, so he's doing chotzah, he's taking water from one domain to another, to the public domain. Mashke achar Yisrael. So a Jew can water his animal after this. So the non-Jews lifted up the bucket and poured it into the trough, or poured it into a, you know, a big bowl for the animals. So the Jew can use the leftover water. V'im bishvil Yisrael asar. But if the non-Jew drew water or added more water for the Jew, it's forbidden. So the Mefarshim say, if the non-Jew is friends with the Jew, is waiting after him in line for the, you know, public well, the public water hole, he will come to add water, just as a typical thing. That's what friends do. You add a little more water when you're drawing water, so your friend doesn't have to schlep. It's derech eretz. So he would do that. So it'd be a problem, because now he's adding on water on Shabbos for the benefit of the Jew. So it'd be forbidden to use it. Also, Ovid Kochavim Kevesh, the third case, non-Jews made a ramp, lay red bow, to descend using this ramp. Now, this is talking about on a boat. The boat was in dock, and he wants to get off the boat, so they make a gangplank, you know, they attach it to the boat so they can get down to the land. Yored Achar of Yisrael, the Jews can use the same ramp to descend from the boat after the non-Jew. In Bishvil Yisrael, but if the non-Jews Davka made this so the Jews could get off the boat, Asur, then you can't benefit from the malacha they did Davka for Jews. Maise, there was an actual event, but Rabban Gamliel was a Kenyan, Rabban Gamliel and the elders, Shayu Boyin Basvina, they came back to Eretz Yisrael in a boat. Apparently, they'd been on business in Rome, beseeching the government not to oppress the Jews. But also, Avid Kochavim Kevesh L'Ridbo, and one of the sailors, who was not Jewish, made the ramp, the gangplank, to get off the boat. V'yarduvo, Rabban Gamliel is a Kenim, and Rabban Gamliel and all the elders, they used the ramp to come down, since the non-Jew had done it for his own use, not Davka for them. Now, the Gemara talks about how they were already close to port within the Tchum, when Shabbos began, before Shabbos began. So they didn't have an issue of Tchum where they'd be stuck on the boat. They were actually already able to enter the Tchum of the city and get to dry land. The issue was just having the gangplank. Shkoyach. Now we're moving on to chapter 17, Kola Kelim. This is a very, very famous perek about muksa. Muksa is items that are set aside. Literally, muksa means set aside. Items that we do not handle on Shabbos. There are many reasons given in the Gemara, because people would come to do malacha with them, or because simply it's not Shabbos sticks, so we want to avoid doing things that are not in the spirit and the nature of Shabbos, so we don't take Sabbath observance lightly. Good. So chapter 17, Mishnah Aleph, Kol HaKelim Nitolin B'Shabbat. Any utensils, vessels, can be moved on Shabbat, v'dalto tehen imahen, and their doors with them. So if you had a little cupboard and you know, it has a door that opens, you use it for storage, you put your schnapps in there and you want to bring it near next to the table for Shabbos, for L'chaim, so great, that's movable, that's a kli, that's movable, and the door can come with it, afal pi shenit parko, even though the door fell off. So the Bartner says, even if the door fell off before Shabbos, the door is part of the kli, so you can move that door with your little box here. So I should say, afal pishin et parku ba Shabbat, even though it fell off on Shabbat. Barnura adds, even before Shabbat, shein and domin ladot the bayit, because these doors to your vessels, doors to kelim, are not like doors to the house. Pishin enem min amuchan, a door to the house is not muchan. No one's expecting the door to fall off the house and have to carry it or move it around or mess with it. So you don't have in mind that you're going to be using the door to the house versus the door to your kli, the door to your portable schnapps cupboard. You're going to use that door to get to your schnapps on Shabbos. So you have that in mind that it's part of the kli and you can use it and move it on Shabbos. Enjoy. Shkoyach, Rabosei.